Welcome to Unprofessional, the only podcast to make fun of itself. Now, I'll be your host today, Maniac21, and I'll be your host every single day because I do own this podcast. Now, let's get straight into the podcast.
Outro, it's the podcast time with special guest Solo Gaming. He's a very special guest because he's gonna be in a lot of episodes.
Yeah, I'm very special. I'm an incredible guest.
He's gonna be in lots of episodes, episode 2, 3, maybe even 4, I don't know. But let's just establish I am sick today.
That's why, like,
I was swimming and then my nose got all cloggy. And then I was like,
cloggy.
And I'm like, it felt like the water drained into my nose.
Blame my pool, because it was my
evil pool.
That
pool. You were swimming evil, pool. Evil pool. Anyways, now what do we talk about? I don't know what we talk about.
you just
say stuff.
And you start up a conversation. That's what I was told to do.
And then we just gotta talk, I guess. So, what did you say?
What did you say in their last podcast?
We were just saying stuff.
Okay, did you have anyone else in your last podcast?
No.
Okay, let me just think.
It was me. I was just looking at the grass from the trampoline and be like,
just talking.
Yep. And whatever we say is gonna be recorded and posted, so you gotta be careful. Be careful what you say.
If like you say you're crushing it loud. Oh well, that's on the internet forever.
Oh no! What if she sees it?
She's not going to.
Oh.
Because this podcast has zero viewers.
What if she has a boyfriend and then her boyfriend watches your streams and then she shows it to her and then it's like,
and then her boyfriend gets really mad. It's like one of those jock people that go, "Hey, I'm gonna beat you up because you like my girlfriend."
And it's like, he's like one of those football players or something.
Yeah, that always happens in shows and movies and stuff.
That happens every day.
If you touch a girl, a jock will just come out of nowhere and beat you up.
That's
how movies
that's
go.
That's life for me.
Well, you already have a girlfriend, so.
Yes, but I still get beat up.
Can we say that one story where you got pushed down the stairs?
Later.
Okay, we'll save that for later.
But there was one. I wanted to save this for a guest appearance with you because you are in the story, I want to say.
Okay.
Now, there was one day on a Friday where me and Solo Gaming were going to walk to school together.
Okay, I don't remember this yet.
And we were FaceTiming on Hangouts. And then when it was time to go to school, the connection cut out. So I was walking by myself because he was at his grandma's and his grandma's was a little further, like, away from my house.
I think I remember this now.
Yeah. So I just walked down the path I knew. But in the town we live in at the moment, it's, like, one path. And then there's, like, a road and then another path.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the first path, and then you turn left down the road. Mm-hmm. And what I did was idiotic. I went down both paths to the Catholic school until realizing it wasn't my school. Walking all the way back, and I freaked out not knowing where my school was, ran all the way home and cried in my room. Like, and I haven't even told my parents, so parents, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
As you say it on all the... Oh, I remember when you told me this! Yeah,
yes,
I remember!
Yes, yes,
I remember!
Yes,
we were gonna meet at the road that my grandma was on, and you didn't come, so I just went to school. And like, oh, he's probably already at school.
And I was like, I gotta get to school, and I brought my tablet with me. And, like, I was like... Because this is before I had a phone. This is, like, before then.
Yeah, this was a while ago.
This was before I moved. And, like, I haven't came out and said that to my parents even yet.
You were gone all day. And like, I get to school and you're not there. I'm like, I'm worried.
You must have been so confused.
I was worried sick all day. I'm like, where is Nick? It rhymed. Dude, I tried not to say that, but it rhymed.
I just got very scared because I couldn't see it. I was crying. I went back to my house, got inside. Thankfully, my parents were sleeping. They didn't know I did that. So I went all the way downstairs, went in my bed, and just started crying and fell asleep. And then my alarm woke me up when it was time, like, for school. And what I did to make it seem like my... Because my brother was in, like, on the same bus. So basically what I had to do is just, like, I usually get off the bus before him because him and his friends kind of, like, tell all the kids to get off. And then... So I went before him. But this situation, he would have realized, hey, he's not, like, in front of me. So what I did was I acted like, oh, I ran all the way back to the house already. And what I did was I went in front of the door of the house. And then, like, right when I seen my brother, I just started opening it. And then he looked at me and he was like, hey.
How'd you get here so fast?
I'm like, I ran. Even though I didn't and stayed home all day.
What did you do? Did you sleep?
Yeah, I slept.
Wow.
It was a good nap.
Whenever I sleep, I sleep for a bit and I just wake up for no reason. My body just freaking wakes me up.
It was a 6-hour sleep, so I knew I slept.
Even when I'm in the middle of a greatest dream, my body just freaking wakes me up and it's like, wake up. You need to do something. Well, even though I have nothing to do.
Well, I didn't sleep for 6 hours. I kind of cried for like an hour or two until falling asleep. But it was scary for me, and I'm pretty sure it was kind of worrying for you, because if my friend was gonna walk to school and then didn't come, I would think that he's, like, someone took him or something.
Yeah, I thought you got kidnapped or something. I was worried.
And then, so there's that story, and thankfully the school didn't even call my parents.
Why? They always do that. If they,
I know.
Even when you're not, say, here, so what? This is what our school does. If you're not coming to school, you call in and say why you're not going to school. Mm-hmm.
And then, or if you put, and if you, if they don't say that, they call you just to know,
to make sure.
Hey, what the kids like? Because why, they, you could have
been
here.
Yeah, you could have been walking to school, and then you got like kidnapped or something. So you need to tell their parents that you're not there. And then if you need to get picked up at a certain time for like a doctor's appointment or something, you have these things called planners.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a book and you put all their notes in it and stuff.
I think every school has planners.
I think most schools have planners. And then you write a note in the planner saying that you got to be picked up at a time. You show it to your teacher and then you bring it down to the office and show them when you're going to be picked up. And then when you're time to pick up, you have this like announcing system. So they talk in a microphone. They enter the number for a certain class. They put in that number, and then when they talk in the microphone, you'll be able to talk to that class through like a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say like, "Hey, you've got to come down to the office to go home," or something.
Yeah.
And then they use it for announcements in the morning. You can put in, I think it's a certain number they put in, and then it dials all the classrooms.
Mm-hmm. They put all the numbers in at once. Or no, they.
I don't know how they do it, but I know you put in numbers. And then, yeah, they talk, and then they say the announcement, and then we have to sing O Canada every morning.
Because we're Canadians.
And it's kind of a law. If you have to. In Canada.
Is that a law? I didn't know it was a law.
It's not really a law, it's a rule, though. Every school in Canada's got to sing the national anthem in the morning.
I'm pretty sure every school in America has to pray allegiance.
I think, I don't know, I've been told. That's what I've been told. I asked my mom, why do we sing O Canada every morning at school? And she said that you have to.
It's like, it shows the country that you love it. And like,
you love it, yeah.
You gotta sing it every day. But like, I don't, like, why for assignments at schools don't they like, hey yo, sing the national anthem all summer. And then it's like, or every day you wake up, you gotta sing the national anthem. Like, no one does that.
Some people do. Some
then,
people might.
Not every single day, though. They don't wake up and be like, oh, Canada.
No, it's like you're sleeping, and then an alarm, you just wake up automatically from your sleep. Oh, Canada. And then you sing the whole song. And then like you're just eating cereal and you're still singing.
And it's like you start walking down the hall, our home and native land.
And you're eating your cereal. And then you're like taking a shower and you're singing. I don't think anyone's that dedicated that they'll have an alarm that wakes them up.
Someone will.
And then they automatically just wake up and start singing. And
someone's then do their definitely. Daily stuff. I think, imagine, like, getting dressed, like, oh, okay, trying to get the pants on. Mm. But then, America, they have Parade of Allegiance, and they have to remember, like, this entire, like, quote or something. I don't know if I'm saying that right. If someone in, I know there's, most of my viewers actually watch from America, if you didn't know this. The statistics for my channel, like, they said that over 50% of my viewers are American instead of Canadian, which is crazy to me.
I don't post. I just don't post.
You posted the ultimate, like, TikTok meme compilation.
I don't think I have that anymore.
You deleted it?
Yeah, I make videos, and then I realize how cringy they are, and I just delete them.
So I kind of copied you on that, and then I made my own.
Yeah, yours, like, I haven't watched it, but yours is probably better. Well, I have to watch it. You showed it to me. Yeah, yours is better.
You just go on TikTok and download the things, and then
I know. What I did is I just got a bunch of TikToks that are funny. Well, actually not funny. I just any TikTok.
Were they even TikToks? They were just like funny videos.
You know? Most of them were TikToks. Some of them weren't.
Yeah, some of them weren't TikToks.
Same with yours. Yours weren't all TikToks.
No, they were all TikToks.
Oh, so I thought some of them didn't say like TikTok in the corner.
Yeah, but those were still TikToks. I'm pretty sure those were, like, the widescreen ones. You can still do that on TikTok.
You can?
Yeah. Mm. I think you, like, film it that this way, like...
It does?
You can film it that way first and then upload it to TikTok. And then it uploads this way.
Oh, yeah. If you film it when you're not on... you can film straight from TikTok, but if you just go to your camera and film from there, and then you can add that in... Your,
yeah.
Like, you can go photos and, like, videos, and you say if you want to post that, you can. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay, I didn't know you could do that.
And then, there's one of them in that compilation. It's my favorite video ever. It's like, hey, kid, you want some candy? And then it's like, and he's like, yeah. And he's like, and then he's, wait, no, the guy's like.
Get in
no,
the van.
No, he's like, I don't like candy. It's like, you look like the kind of person that's like, he's like, I don't like candy. He's getting all aggressive about it. And then the one guy, like, that's asking for candy is like, he pulls out a gun, get in the van. and then the guy that's getting, like, trying to get in the van, like, is like.
It's like, you get in the van.
Yeah, he's like, you get in the van.
And then the girl screaming at each other, pointing a gun, just like, you get in the van.
And then afterwards, like.
And it's like, one of them says, like, why don't we just both get in the van?
And he's like, yeah, let's do that. Like, they jaw over to the van.
And then they're just, like, besties.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah, there's this one TikTok. So, basically, there's these two guys. Wait, I want to tell this one. Know this. I want to tell this.
Oh, okay.
This guy's walking up to a mirror. It's like, this is our voice, one day on Smosh.
Oh.
And then they're like, this is our voice, 2 weeks on Smosh. And they're like, best friend. They give each other a high five. And the next time, only one guy walks in. He's like, so, the other guy left.
And that one was in the Smosh when they were looking
at
those.
It's funny.
And Shane, he kept, like, saying every single, like, one after another, he kept saying, like, that's the best video on the internet.
Yeah. He screamed on that one. And then I forget who said
the
it.
The cat yawning, too.
And I forget, one of them said, one of them said, you just got roasted by two kids or something. I don't know, but they said something like that.
Yeah, that was Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once you end the conversation, what is that?
Why did you say that? Whenever someone says that, you stop thinking about what you're going to say next. And then, like, I actually have something to say, but I forget what I was going to say. You said that. And now we just started another conversation because you said that. So thank you.
Yeah, we gotta keep talking or else it gets boring and it's silent.
People if there is away. At least... Wait, I gotta keep going. If there's at least, like, 15 seconds of silence, it's automatically a bad podcast.
Bad boy podcast.
Except for Impulsive. Like, just any of that's good.
Like, but I've done, like, things where I'm like, okay, so there, I've done things in my first podcast. I said, okay, let's do, like, a couple seconds of silence. Because sometimes I talk so much, I lose air, and I gotta, like, get my air back.
That's
so
why it's nice to have a second person.
Yeah,
so if you run out of breath, they start talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they just interrupt you every once in a while.
Yeah. One or the other, probably both.
Yeah.
The sun goes down, all you see is sugar cane. I'm glad you...
Play some music in the background. I'm gonna play some music in the background.
Copyright.
Oh, yeah. Wait, do you get money off this?
No.
So is that still copyright?
Yeah, I get copyright strikes still. No, I do.
Yeah, actually?
Yes.
Okay.
I got like two strikes already.
I don't know how
already.
To tell if to, like, I don't know how to tell if it's copyrighted or not.
You just
can I play Eminem?
No, he's 100% copyright.
I'm gonna play.
Just search up non-copyrighted music and then just put it on.
Non-copyrighted music.
And just click the first one and then put it on, I guess.
But I went to the App Store for some reason. YouTube.
Go to the App Store. Non-copyrighted music.
Go to iTunes and search that up.
Has an MP3 app.
Okay, non-copyrighted music.
Non-copyrighted music. We gotta put some tunes on.
This is an ad.
This is Bubbles.
Oh yeah, this is the best one. This is...
Oh, this is nice. Let's not get a strike from this.
What? Hmm. Oh, I turned my phone off. I can't turn my phone off when I'm on YouTube.
Maybe like download it or something on the Spotify or some crap.
I don't know. I'm just gonna play it.
By the way, if you guys didn't know, my podcast is on Spotify, Google Play Podcasts. It's on, like, every podcasting platform you have. Because I post these on Anchor. Anchor sends it to everything. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good. Yes!
Best non-copyrighted music 2018.
2018.
So this was posted 2018, but it's 2019, boys. Almost.
So we need new ones.
And when 2020 comes... Boy,
we gotta listen to 2019 music.
Yeah.
Non-copyrighted 2019 music.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of something that Guinness World Records does. Like, when it's 2019, they put out a book, like, Guinness World Records 2020. Like, they go ahead. They haven't posted 2020 yet, I don't think that it's going to come out.
It's coming out, though. They're writing it still. We're already writing it.
Because they set all those records in 2019. So why would they?
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, this book's coming. It's like, it doesn't make sense. Are they like futuristic?
Yeah.
Are they like Jason? Are they Jason?
It's like someone from back. It's Doc from Back to the Future. He's the owner of Guinness World Records.
Oh,
Doc from Back to the Future.
That's why.
But didn't they destroy that, like, hard thing that travels?
Yeah, but he knows how he invented it, so
true.
He can just make a second. Did he break it? Even the comments if he broke it?
I don't know, because my brother was talking about the third one, which is the last one, and he was saying something about how to Dr. Destroy or something. I don't know.
Okay, just leave in the comments if you think that he destroyed it.
Comments on this one?
No, but there is.
No!
I posted on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
That's why. I posted my first one on YouTube.
If you're watching on YouTube, comment if you did.
And if you're
watching. You know what we should do? We should do a question of the day. And every podcast can get a question of the day.
Question of the day, yes. That's what I will do. Thank you.
This is going to be like the start of something amazing. Right here. You're listening to history.
It's historical.
Even though, like, half the YouTubers on
historical
YouTube.
Historical non-copyrighted music.
2018.
Yeah. I'm going to scoot that back. I think it's too loud.
Yeah, it might be burning the
audio. We got to check the audio, and if it's crap, then I blame you because you put on non-copyrighted music.
We've only been on for 18 minutes, bro?
Yeah, bro, it takes a while to talk, but then when you're listening, it takes so short time. It feels like... When you're watching videos, you kind of like zone into it. And
yeah,
then,
last
and
night
like
two
I was. Seconds later,
last
like,
night I was on my phone. I was just watching YouTube. I got so comfy. My mom said she found me sleeping with my phone in my hand and it was playing YouTube.
What if you were watching, like, dirty stuff?
Oh. Well, I have it on autoplay. So I was watching Dance to the M, right? And it on autoplay. So after Dance to the M ended, I fell asleep during that. And then the next video would have played. I don't know what it was. I was watching Dance to the M, so it
autoplay. What if it was, like, Smosh, and then it went from Smosh to, like, old kind of Smosh, and it, get, like, got older?
And then more inappropriate.
Like, because older Smosh is more inappropriate, because newer Smosh, they don't want to get demonetized.
Yeah,
but
nowadays,
ones,
YouTube's really strict about that stuff.
Like, bro, I literally, okay, I said I had gone sexual in my title. Like, it was like a joke. It was punchline. The actual video had nothing to do with that. I got striked for that, not clickbait, not like...
Well, it kind of is clickbait, because if you said...
But I didn't get striked for clickbait. They didn't care about the clickbait. They striked me for having gone sexual in the title, even though it had nothing to do with the video.
Well,
and I seen multiple other videos like that. And then I tried to repost it with just gone wrong in the title.
Okay.
And they copyright striked me for my own video.
Well, yeah, you get copyright striked for your own video. You can't get copyright striked for someone else's video.
Yeah, you can. If you post someone else's, that's copyright strike. If you post your own video, that doesn't make sense if you're just reposting a video.
Okay. We need something. We need to talk about something that's really bad that's happened lately. I know what it is.
What?
Maverick died.
Oh.
I love hot dogs. This is another ad. Did that be copyright?
Some parents aren't so hot.
Let me just cover it just in case.
Wait, no, whose ad is this?
I don't know. Cover it just in case.
Maple Leaf, sponsor us. Sponsor the podcast.
Another ad, cover it.
Is it Mr. Toothbrush ad?
Skip.
Sponsor us. Oh, okay. This song's dope.
Okay, so yeah. Maverick died.
Oh.
It's crazy. Like, I have merchandise from Logan Paul. I've got a Maverick hoodie. I've got a Logan shirt. I've got a Maverick shirt. I've got a Maverick hat. I've got a poster.
Yeah.
A sticker.
And the saddest part is that he didn't even... He had to die painfully. He couldn't even die, like, of
in a
age.
Nice way, yeah.
In a nice way.
Didn't he go through, like, a grass grinder thing?
Yes,
whatever,
he went through, like, a grass grinder. And that's... Bro.
Brutal. That is brutal.
And the dog, I forget the dog's name. The bigger dog?
Yeah, I don't remember.
There, he's eating the fish, too. Yeah. His pet fish. So
what did
like
the dog have to do with it? The dog had something to do with it.
Yeah, wasn't he chasing Maverick?
I think so.
And then Maverick
flew out the window and right. Wait, why did they leave it on?
I don't know, they was just gone. Logan would have probably turned it off.
No, someone was there watching the house. One of them was there.
Mm-hmm.
There is Evan and his cameraman.
And then there was that other guy that keeps saying that said that weird stuff to that homeless guy.
I don't know.
Okay, so
Logan, yeah, he's walking. I don't know. I forget where he was. But he's walking, and then he gets FaceTime call.
He's in Sweden.
Yeah, he gets FaceTime call
in
from
Greenland.
Evan.
Bye.
From Evan and his friend, they're saying like random things, and they're like, "Oh, Maverick's dead," and they like mumbled it, and he's like, "What?"
Why did they say it in that kind of thing? That makes it even worse that they didn't want to say that. Why didn't they be like, why didn't they do this the same way as Kong? They said it straight up. Why did they have to do it to
Maverick is the inspiration of everything.
Isn't there Kong merch? I thought there was Kong merch.
They did have Kong merch. It was limited time though. Uh-huh.
But then Maverick was like, isn't there Maverick season 2?
What?
Is there like Maverick merch season 2 or something?
I don't know, but then like everything by Logan Paul has a Maverick on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if it's not,
except
if
the Kong merch.
If you look on the tag, it says, "I Logan Paul, and there's a Maverick by it."
Mm-hmm. Okay, Maverick everything. Mm-hmm. Next thing he has to do, to honor Maverick, he has to put a large, like a humongous sign on, like, his roof.
Like, RIP Kong.
RIP Kong for Maverick?
Yeah.
That's It's like the massive Maverick burn. It's like
forget Maverick. No, I'm just kidding. You need to get. Mm-hmm. Why did they get Rip? They needed to get Rip Kong merch.
And Maverick. Is that the end of Maverick merch? I think they might
They need to R.I.P. Kong.
And they should do an honor of Maverick. I don't think they should do a Kong one because he wasn't really a merch kind of design. But Maverick, he was the influence of Logan's design all in total. And doesn't Logan have a podcast too?
Yeah, Impulsive.
It's
really good.
And then this one, but which one's better, Unprofessional or Impulsive?
I don't know, I haven't listened to any of it. I didn't know you had a podcast until today, honestly. You just told me today that you had a podcast.
And then I was like, bro, you want to be in the podcast?
I'm like, sure.
And then I was and then, we don't have the Impulsive.
We just hit 25 minutes.
So basically, what we have that Impulsive doesn't, is non-copyrighted 2018 music.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that. I was looking at the music and he's gonna say a non-copyrighted music.
Yeah. But I really, really, really hope this isn't messing up the audio.
Move back a bit. I'm also afraid that they can't hear the music.
Well, if they couldn't hear the music, it wouldn't really matter as long as they hear us.
Yeah, that's the most important.
Because I've done this before, I know they can hear me sing this. Because I've done this before. Last time I was out on the trampoline, I went under the trampoline and started recording, and it was kind of worse audio. Because at the end,
you were probably in the grass, and it
muffled a bit. So this is a lot better than that, I think, hopefully. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if this is live, it might be live though.
I doubt it. He said it wouldn't be live.
I don't think it is live, but once you post it, it goes live, but you're not speaking live.
At the same time?
Yeah, the video starts going live.
It says it's live, but we're not talking at that time. It records this, post it. It says we're live.
It's like one of those videos that it's I've seen Vine compilation live stream.
I know.
And they're just videos that they're live streaming.
And they're just
showing
the videos.
That's basically what this is. They're just having
But it's not a Vine compilation.
Kind of a pre-recorded video that when I'm done editing, the intro, outro music in it, then we post it off and then send it off to Google Play, Spotify. And by the way, I didn't even sign up to do that. I just wanted a podcast to post on YouTube. Well, apparently, they're sending me emails and stuff.
So all your podcasts is on is it on the App Store or is it on iTunes?
I think I'm not sure. It's on Spotify. It's on Google Play Podcasts.
I want to see if it's on iTunes.
It's called Unprofessional, and then
the music will stop for just a little bit.
Yeah, but I didn't get an email saying it was on iTunes. It might take a little bit to get it on there. It definitely won't cost money though. But it would be cool to have something I've created on iTunes. That would be sick.
So it's called Unprofessional, right?
I was amazed when I seen it was on. It was on a podcasting network apparently. They emailed me and said, hey, we got your podcast on a podcasting network. And, I freaked out when I seen that email. Because if that means that they took the video and put it on the radio. So one channel on the radio had my podcast on it.
I found a song by Ron White called Little Unprofessional. Oh, podcast episodes.
It's called I Don't Have Any Friends to Talk To. That's the episode name. Ride it. Just lose control. Ride it.
So, if I were to see a logo, it would be that logo you showed me?
Yeah, definitely.
It's not here.
I don't think it got... It would have told me if it was...
iTunes?
Yeah. But I don't think podcasts go on iTunes. I probably would have had to pay money to get it on iTunes.
And then there's those, podcasts that get on, TV and stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's, I think Tim and Sid. Next podcast.
Yeah, it's like a hawk, but it's like not. It's not really a podcast. They kind of like record. It's kind of more of like a talk show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. That's a talk show.
Yeah.
And then there's like game shows.
So, but like
there's talk shows,
mm-hmm.
game shows, and podcasts.
But I, did you hear me when I said like
the Unprofessional Guide to Parenting?
Did you hear me when I said, like, my podcast was on the radio?
You did?
Uh-huh.
It's on the radio?
Uh-huh. I didn't even sign up for it. Anchor, like, this app, Anchor, they said, bro, like,
oh my gosh, Ron White is so famous. He has a song called Little Unprofessional. He's got a freaking movie about it, too.
He got a movie about?
Yeah, like, look, Ron White, A Little Unprofessional. There's a freaking movie. Okay, Ron nice. White... Bro, I don't even know who this guy is.
Just search up the, I don't have any friends to talk to, because that's the episode name of it. I don't have any friends to talk to. That's how you spell it. Write it, just lose control, write it, all of my bones, write it.
Keep talking.
Pepperoni pizza. You can't go good without it. I think maybe, who knows? Because it's food and you gotta eat.
My phone is almost dead.
Oh my god. I don't think it's on iTunes. I would have said if it was on iTunes.
It's not on iTunes.
We gotta talk about something else. We're just talking about iTunes now. And stuff. They're getting bored. They're getting bored, Noah.
We're losing people, even though no one's watching at this moment, but eventually it'll be live, so then... But it's not really live because we won't be hungry, but you know. Yeah.
This is my shoes. I won't talk about them. So I got socks on. You got socks on.
Yeah. My phone is almost dead, by the way, but I got an iPad in my bag here, so we can switch to that later.
But yeah, so it's on Google Play. I said this already, but it was on the radio. Apparently, these people at Anchor hooked me up on the radio and, like, signed my podcast up for the radio because they sign your podcast up for these different things. That's why I'm getting emails saying, like, oh, it's on the Google podcast. It's on this.
So you're saying people could be listening to us on the radio now?
Yes. They said there was a certain channel. I didn't want to look up the channel because it's like...
It's too long, too much work, I'm lazy.
Yeah, basically. But, I forget what channel it was. I got an email. I deleted the email because...
I know what song it is. This is Azulene's outro. Did it be copyright?
No.
Okay. It says non-copyrighted.
She would have caught copyrighted for her outro then.
Yeah, so...
So, I trust that title, and if I get a copyright strike on YouTube, I will sue them.
Sue Azuland.
No, sue the people that made the song, like, made the playlist that said that.
You could sue Azuland, too, because if she didn't get a copyright, she's been using that outro for a long time.
No, if... I probably won't get it, then.
And just don't sue Azuland.
Yeah.
She's a nice
person. She had nothing to do with it.
She's a really nice person.
I just don't know why she's dating Couple Club.
Imagine if Couple Club was watching this, though, you would be
dead.
No. And also amazed because Couple Club is watching our podcast.
You would be dead and amazed. You would be amazed that Couple Club found your house, killed you by a hit and run. But like... Yeah,
when your dog is mad at you and you gotta run away. This is the rules. This is totally not for a fire. Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
And then, like, and then start, like, rolling under his, like, in between his legs.
Yeah, roll in between his legs. He's so tall.
And then what you do, you, like, when you're under here, you go...
Oh! Wait, they didn't see that, so...
You basically kick his,
Yeah, you kick up into his...
You kick his fire benders. Exactly. And then he'll scream in pain, and then all the girls
will
be surrounding you.
And then you will be the jock.
You will... No, you won't. I wouldn't be the jock. I'll be the nerd that...
You need to be strong to be a jock.
like, I'm not. You're pretty strong.
No, I'm not like buff.
You're not buff.
I'm a little strong. I don't think I'm very buff though.
Like,
I'm actually really small for my age.
You're short.
I'm going into grade 6, right?
Yes.
And I am only like 4'3". I'm gonna get bullied.
I don't think you are.
Maybe I've never been bullied. I've been like I've been like
all the
have
people
like a
are
joke,
but
like just for a little laugh, but like I laugh with them and stuff. So it's like I've never been bullied.
I'm getting bullied by literally a third grader.
Why?
I don't know. He like literally when I was in grade 3, he punched me in the face.
What?
And now he's just like making fun of me, and I'm like, what? Now I'm like, bro, what the frick? I can kill you.
No,
I can poke you, and you would die. You want to mess with me?
You just go, boy.
He looks like a pencil. I can poke you, and you'd snap. I'd tickle your belly button, you'd do this, and die. I'm wearing a Mario hat, but I really hope you guys like it, even though you can't see it.
Yeah, he's wearing a Mario hat. I'm wearing a fedora. The Mario hat's actually mine, excuse me.
He got that fedora at Giant Tiger for $6.
Giant Tiger for $6. Go buy fedoras there, guys. This is actually a really nice fedora. Giant Tiger
Giant Tiger's sponsoring us.
Giant Tiger's got great deals, actually. Great deals. No joke. Like, this is only $6 almost, for a really nice fedora.
Almost better than, like, dollar stores.
No, like Giant Tiger should be the dollar. I bet you if you went to the dollar store, you could get a crappy version of this for $2. That's what Dollarama is. It's just a crappy version of Giant Tiger.
Crappy for less.
You can get anything at Dollarama that's at Giant
Tiger. That's the slogan, crappy for less.
Crappy for less. No purchase necessary. Oh no, that was an ad there. Hopefully they didn't hear that.
It sounded like frosted flakes.
It was bunch of balloons.
A bunch of balloons. Bunch of balloons sponsor us.
We want to get sponsored by Dollarama. We want to get sponsored by that toothpaste commercial. We want to get sponsored by Giant Tiger.
We want to get sponsored by that hot dog
commercial.
I'm pretty
sure you can only have one sponsor per video, though.
If you tell them all to work together. And be like,
you could get a lot of money from that.
You can millions of dollars. What if everybody wants to sponsor you at the same time? And you're like, how about you all sponsor me in the same video? And like, imagine there's like a chocolate syrup like brand and then a hot dog brand. So in the video, you're just dipping like
a hot dog and chocolate syrup
and eating it. Oh no! Imagine, I would do that for the like.
Definitely. I don't think there's much there. I like chocolate syrup. I don't like hot dogs, but I like chocolate syrup.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I kind of like hot dogs. I like the bread. I love bread.
Yeah, the bread. I like fresh cut bread. Just fresh bread.
Oh, bread.
Cake bread. Cake bread's the best.
Cake's good, too.
I remember.
Pretzel bread.
Me, my brother, and a couple of old friends. We went, so their neighbors were having like a kind of like a garage sale, but they had a bunch of food set out and stuff, and you could just have some food, just a little snack. And they had just a big container of just full on cake bread.
Oh,
we were munching it down.
Nice. So, what about pretzel? Like those big pretzels?
Oh, like, dude, have you been to Mr. Pretzels?
No.
There's one
Should
at
I
a
go?
Mall somewhere. It is so good. And you can get like dip with it. One is like strawberry.
It's so good.
And then you can get one where you can either get a pick of dip in a container on the side, or you can get a drizzle on top of your thing. Not donut, pretzel. So good.
Whoa.
I could eat that all day. I would get fat, but. So good.
So.
And expensive. What?
There's this, like, I can't stop getting salt on my pretzel. Salt is the key ingredient for me. Once at a Wild Girl's house, I don't really like pepper too much, except for like seasoning foods, like occasionally. And she took, like, I was like putting like little bits of pepper in my mouth, like little bits of pepper in my hand, like eating it, because this is when I still liked pepper. Now I hate it because of this. So basically, she grabbed the pepper container. and she tried to pour a bit, and what happened is the lid fell off, and almost the entire thing fell into my hand. We tried to put it back in, but it didn't work. So she just said, just eat it. I took a big bite, and I felt sick. I chucked it at the ground, because they had a black carpet you couldn't tell at all. And I almost threw up. In the car when they were driving me home, I felt nauseous and gross. I hate pepper now. I still like it, but I'm not gonna just eat it by itself anymore. I like salt though, I can eat that by myself.
Oh, there's this chuff. My friends, it was a while ago, he didn't live around here anymore.
Yeah.
And so we were at Crowdy Joe's, right? We were having a sleepover, so we had dinner with each other. And so we're eating, and we got water, because we already finished our drink, so you get a start. We got water. He poured a big blob of ketchup in my drink. And I didn't know. He's like, go and have some of your water. I didn't look at my water for some stupid reason. I took a sip out of it. And I was ready to barf. It was disgusting. So I needed to get him back. And he hates salt. He hates salt. So I unscrewed the cap of the salt. Made it very loose, sit on top. And I'm like, why don't you try some salt? It's not even that bad. He's like, okay. Pour salt. The cap falls off and all the salt pours onto his food.
I feel like the caps on salt and pepper containers, they're never solid. They're never.
And when we take it off, there's salt in between it and stuff, and you hear and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no one ever really opens it. Only when they refill it.
My favorite salt and pepper dispenser are this is usually for just pepper, but that usually these grains of salt. Yeah, you grind it. And that's my favorite thing to do. It's so satisfying to do.
We've got these things. So it's a circle. It's got two handles out. You hold the hand like this and squeeze. And then salt comes out and it's so nice.
Dude,
I gotta show you it and you gotta just try it.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow, but
not right
now.
Yeah,
we can't go all the way to there.
We're not walking all the way over there.
Well, look at the time. It's
41 minutes.
20 more minutes, bro, and we've done the podcast.
Bro. Are we going till 9? That's all the time I have till 9.
We're going till this one hits 60, and then, because that would be an hour.
How has my phone not died yet?
Turns it on, dies immediately.
It's still at 1%.
My phone went to 0% and it was like that for 20 minutes.
Your phone can get to 0%?
Huh?
Your phone can get to 0%?
Yeah. Oh. I was surprised when it hit though.
Apple, it goes down to 1% and then when it gets to 0, it dies.
But it was on 0 and I was so surprised that it was on 0. And it was on that for a solid 20 minutes.
When your phone did, if you try and turn it on, it will have a low battery. Did you show anything?
It makes your screen darker.
I know, but when your phone dies, it's fully dead. What is it?
It's just black.
Can you click the whole button? It'll show you anything?
Nope.
No, because with Apple, if your phone's dead, and if you try and you click the home button when it's fully dead, it shows a battery and it's got red at the bottom. It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
They've been lying to us. If it has no battery, how did they have the power to show us that image?
Okay, when it does that, just wait and then keep clicking the home button.
It doesn't work. And if it's not plugged in, it shows a little thing. It says an X on the cord that says it's not plugged in. When you plug it in, that picture will go away.
Yeah, same with Android. One thing I do want to know, this can be answered in the next podcast, by the way. It doesn't have to be answered in this one. Who made the Apple or Android first? Because one of them had to copy each other's design. Which phone?
Hey, what is up with Samsung and Android, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're breaking the rules. You know how?
No.
Their name isn't a fruit. Apple and Blackberry.
Oh, my God.
And those pear phone things in some shows.
There's banana.
Yeah, that because so it's weird. It's like conspiracy. So we have Apple, and then when we watch TV shows, it's pear phones. But then when the TV show we're watching, when they're watching a TV show, the brand in there is the banana.
That's in Salmon Cat.
Yeah, because in one of the episodes, as you know, they were watching like Drake and Josh or something. I don't know. One
we're
of them
watching,
had a laptop.
Like, this thing where the boys are dressed up like girls and the girls are dressed up like boys.
Yeah, and then one of them had a laptop with a banana on the back. And Sam says, "Did you know that they can't copy off pear phones because they use bananas?"
And then
we were watching them. We're like, they use pears because they can't use apples.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. Like,
yeah, it is. It's like. I don't know.
Did they put the laugh track on for that?
Yeah, there's a laugh track in Salmon Cat. Remember the Big Bang Theory? The Big Bang Theory uses the laugh track way too much. Like, even when things aren't funny, if Sheldon were to come in and say hi, they would put in the laugh track.
Hot dog people again.
It's that hot dog thing again.
www.mapleleaf.ca.
Say it! No. I'm gonna go to that website and think, like, oh, there's probably something secret here that they said that to them.
No, they didn't. It's just like a different hot dog website.
It's just, you're just gonna see a hot dog website. Sorry, you're gonna see that. I think we're sponsoring them now. Because everyone's gonna go there now.
Give us money!
Don't go to that website. There's nothing there.
Except for, deals that they definitely sponsored us, so go to that website.
We're not sponsoring.
I know. It was a joke.
Don't go to that website. It was a joke. Don't do that.
Don't
want to get, like...
Link in the description. I'm just kidding.
Where we're going to get...
If you click the link in the description, it's my merch also, if you don't have none.
You have merch, but you're not... You have merch, but you're not selling it. You only have one pair.
I will sell it soon. I have one hat and one sweater and one pound.
You know who's blowing up?
Who?
Bloodbear. Bloodbear is actually blowing up. He's in it.
He went up. He did a spike, and now he's kind of like doing the same amount.
Yeah, because he moved. He moved. He's been moving a lot. We know him personally.
Yes, we know him.
And he moved to Costa Rica. Then he moved to BC, and then now he's in Calgary.
Oh, he's in Calgary.
Yeah, he's in Calgary.
I thought he was still in Victoria, BC.
He's in Calgary now, and he's been doing all the moving. So he stopped making videos for a while, and he lost subscribers. And then he started making videos again.
I beat him. I was so happy that I beat him. I thought I would never hit that when I was at 15.
Don't tell him I told you this, but he was texting me once. And I'm like, yeah, Nick's higher subscribers than you. He's like, yeah, I know. And he said, he thinks you're using Subbot.
Yeah, he told me that in the call. I said, bro, I'm not using Subbot. And he's like, I don't believe you. I was like, bro, I'm not using Subbot. Like, I don't have money.
I don't have money.
I am poor. That's why I have a podcast called Unprofessional. Because I can't buy a
professional.
Mic. Because I can't buy a mic. I can't buy this. I can't buy that.
But you have a mic.
High quality. I do have a mic for the
book. Wait, you know that microphone you wanted me to get you?
Yeah.
Wait, how much is it cost?
It's $15.
I know, that's crazy.
And there was like really good reviews on it too. There was like
I could buy that myself.
It was almost all 5 stars. And like
all these little tiny bugs are on here. I killed one of them and all of a sudden now all of them are on here.
Yeah.
They're not mosquitoes, they're tinier than mosquitoes.
Yeah, it's like
baby fleas. Mosquitoes. Look at this, I just killed a bunch. I think of those things.
Well, I do have 4 pets, so that wouldn't be a surprise.
Well, none of them are out here. They're all inside. So if they don't even come out here.
Dexter does.
Oh.
And Phineas.
Well, last time you let him out here, ran away.
Yeah. By the way, if you didn't know my cat, Dexter, he ran away recently, but we got him back.
He came back and he was gone for a while ago.
Yeah.
How did he survive?
He knows his cat ways.
Oh, one time, my uncle?
He snuck under one of the neighbor's horses and then he just went away for a while.
What? I just swallowed one of those things. Disgusting.
How does it taste?
Disgusting.
Okay. So many. What are you going to say?
So I was going to say, so my uncle, he's pretty small house. He's actually really nice house. He's got a hot tub, right?
Yeah.
He's got his hot tub, and his cat is somehow out there. And then he picks up his cat, and he's like scratching him and stuff. And his cat never does that. It throws it back in there. And then he's thinking, my cat will never scratch me, so he's thinking, maybe I just threw a random black cat into my house. It has black cat. And he's like, I think I just threw a random cat in my house with my other cat. And he was so scared. He ran inside, but it was, you know, it wasn't. But his cat hid from him in his house for so long. He was so mad at him because he picked her up and put her inside. But now she's warmed back up. She's gone now, but yeah.
So,
do we have any more stories? I like telling stories.
Yeah, stories are kind of fun. It's really like
cool.
Give like the podcast a little more stuff. Why does
your phone have, like, your phone case has OtterBot box on it, and then
OtterBox, yeah,
and then there's a koala.
Well, yeah, the koala pop socket didn't come with the phone ring.
Oh,
it didn't come with the phone.
So it's like just a pop socket, and then
it's more of a phone ring, is what it is actually. But
I had that too. I had one of those.
Yeah.
On the back, there was just like this like square, because this part just fell out, and it was just a square for so long. Just a little square.
Oh, I remember
on the back
that.
Of my
yeah,
phone.
I remember that. I remember. I thought you were a little square with a little.
I took it off recently. We hit 50 minutes.
Yay!
10 more minutes to talk about stuff for you guys.
Then we can just, me and I think we can just chill.
And then I'll just edit the rest of the
video. Oh my gosh, there's a bunch of these spooky things.
Wait, what's today's date? Sunday. So, in 2 days I'll post this video on YouTube. You wanna know what? Because every Tuesday I post a podcast. So, today's Sunday, so you're hearing this audio. We recorded this on Sunday. I'm gonna post this audio on Tuesday, because that's where I always post my podcast on Tuesday.
Hey, it's not next up to the audio, but I'm gonna do one backflip. Oh. One trampoline.
Yeah. I record on trampoline. I said that in my first podcast if you didn't listen. I did bounce a couple times on my first time. On my first podcast. I can't believe we were talking for basically an hour.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's been like an hour.
Yeah. Like, imagine other conversations we had that didn't feel like an hour, but it was. Imagine that. Like, imagine all those other conversations we just sat down and just said, hey, we talked about this stuff. And thought it was like 5 minutes of talking, even though it was like an hour or like a half an hour or something. Get carried away. And sometimes you just think, hey, how did we get here? Oh, we got here by being like, oh, what are we going to talk about?
We're talking about something, and you get something that's completely off topic about that thing. But what did we start talking about on the podcast?
We just started thinking, like the first couple words we said was like, hey, what are we going to talk about? Like, that was our first thing.
What did we start saying, though?
Hard to think after an hour of talking.
I know. Crazy.
Like, I had to do this for my first podcast. I didn't actually have to do that. I only talked for 30 minutes because I was talking by myself and it was kind of giving it, like, so I kind of ended it at 30. But now I'm talking in front. It feels like way faster doing this. And I see why people enjoy podcasts, though. It's fun. It's like, you can hear other people's stories, you can do this and that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, fun.
Mm-hmm. There are armies!
Whoa! They're everywhere! They're armies! They're armies, Noah!
Are they all dead, too?
I think they're dead! Everyone's dead now, today.
Dead fleas! I just heard it's disgusting!
I know! I already know if they're fleas. If they're fleas, they won't eat my fur.
I don't know what they are.
I don't know what fleas are. What do fleas even do? Do they like are they like ticks for dogs or cats?
Kinda, I don't know. Well, animals can get ticks too.
Yeah, but like they're like a certain kind of tick.
They're different types of ticks. Ticks are disgusting.
They
got a little tiny head and then a massive body full of whatever they've been doing. I've never gotten a tick on me.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a leech on me.
Yeah, you've told me that. Tell the story if you want.
So, I went to a Camp Kinta recently.
Yeah. It's a camp close to where we live.
Not really. It's a little, it's a long drive, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How far?
A
couple hours?
Maybe an hour and a half.
From
maybe from here to Kitchener, go to Toronto. Maybe that's all.
Maybe just a little west in Toronto and a little over Kitchener.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, we're there. And there's a thing you do called the creek walk, where you go on a creek and you walk. They have a big creek there. You're going to walk across the whole creek. Yeah. And you come back up. And you come in the creek called the meadow. But there are different zones at the camp, and you come out in the meadow through the trail. And I'm all dirty and muddy and stuff. And I take off my shoes because I've got rocks in them. They're rubbing and I get like blisters. So I take off my shoes. And I'm fine. I pick up two. I look at my foot. And then there's a little gray thing sucking on my skin. And it's like moving your shoe. And it's hard to get off, right? And rip it off. And then what's weird with trees, or not trees, leeches, is that once you pick them off of you, they get all skinny like a worm. Because they're not touching blood anymore. And that's a tiny mark, so the mark eventually went away. But if you leave a leech on you for too long, it'll start to bleed.
And I'm pretty sure leeches, there's a certain way to get them off. You use a stick, and then you start poking it. Their tail will wrap around the stick. And then you pull it off.
I just grabbed it by the end and just beat it. And then I threw it down the ground and I told
him. Alright, so the maximum is 6 minutes for an hour long. So it will be exactly an hour long podcast.
So, yeah, so I told like my counselor that, hey, I had a leech on me. And they're like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, I did. So we're looking for the Jackson leech. And you find the leech, which is the one thing. He's like, hey, where did I have a leech on me? Grab the stick and squishes it. I didn't see the guts or anything. Like, he squished it in the grass, so I didn't really see it very well.
Do you remember the one animal game, like Wild Animal or something, Animal Wild? Like, that one animal you designed. I used to play this so often.
What are you doing in it?
You basically make an animal, and then you design like its colors and stuff, and then you walk around. Okay, so a lot of people maybe at home might know this game, but so there's this place in it that you go to it, and it teaches you about this kind of stuff. And when you progress through the levels of the game, Animal Jam, that's the name, Animal Jam. Yeah, you can search it up, it's pretty fun. you progress through the levels, and you go to this, like, theater place, and you watch how to get out of these animal situations. And one episode was leeches. And I'm pretty sure, I think I messed up the part when I said you use a stick. That was one of the first answers I did. What you do, you grab the leech by, like, around where it's, like, biting you, because they have, like, that, like, mouth, and then there's,
grab
like,
it by there.
And then there's teeth inside of it. And then you grab it by there, and then it'll have, like, pain. That's, like, squeezing on your neck almost.
Then it should let go.
Yeah, the teeth, like, start, like,
or it'll loosen. Like, it'll let go or it'll loosen.
So exactly.
Oh, my gosh, a big thing.
Wait, that looks like a fly almost.
But you know whatever it is.
But then you like grab it, and then you like take it off. And then what you do, you grab ice and water, put that on, and then you should like relax and everything. You have to put like ice and water, like wrap it in like a towel or something, and then put it on your leg, and then it should get better.
The leech I had on must have not been on for very long, because I wasn't bleeding after it or anything. I just had to put like an ice and water on it.
But then there was one option where this guy actually had to do this, by the way. So you have to, one of the options was wait for the leech to drink all your blood and then and then it'll get off eventually. So
it won't get off eventually. It'll stay there for as long as it can.
As long as it needs, because it needs to eat.
Yeah, or drink, actually.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that this was animation, but in my head, it felt like he was actually, like, dying.
You were little, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, in my head, it felt like he was dying, and I had to, like...
I don't think one leech can kill you. If you leave it on and you put it in different places every once in a while, but you'll eventually get sick, and you'll eventually die. If you've got a bunch of leeches on you, you can die.
Okay.
There's only one leech.
There's this guy on YouTube that did that, and he's retarded. He put his entire arm in. There was like 12 leeches in a little bucket here. And he did that. All of them got onto his arm. And he had to take and this guy was also like one of those other guys, kind of like the other guy. He kind of looks similar to the guy from Animal Jam. Who knows?
Wait, can inches breathe underwater?
Yeah. They're waterproof.
I was going to say, get into a pool and drown them. But, like, maybe.
They live in water.
We
got a minute left. Let's just kind of, like, wrap this up, I guess. Because we got a minute left. We should just wrap the entire thing up. Maybe end it before an hour.
Okay, thanks for watching the podcast.
Yeah, the outro will explain everything you need to know about my social media platforms and stuff.
Don't say that now. Save it for the...
Exactly, but I will plug yours. Follow Solo Gaming on YouTube. Subscribe to him, Solo Gaming 97. What else?
I got Snapchat, Dank Llama, I think. And then I've got...
You got Twitch.
I don't post there, but my name's Expand Solo.
Yeah,
I do live stream sometimes.
Solo.
And then I have Instagram, and my name is my name's Dank Llama.
Copyright so, yeah. Let's just go to the outro then, because the 60-minute mark hit already, so...
We're just playing copyright music.
I'm sorry. It was like a little clip. We won't get copyrighted.
It was like, let's do this.
Let's go to the outro. Alright, guys. I'm sorry. That's the end of the podcast. I guess I'll just see you guys later. Maybe on YouTube. Subscribe to me at Maniac21. Follow me on Instagram, Maniac21. You can go to my streaming, Expand Maniac or Maniac21 was taken on Twitch and Mixer. Twitch is Expand Maniac, and then Mixer is Maniac21 is taken. Anyways, guys, I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.